CVS exits low-margin pharmacy business as healthcare integration strategy crumbles. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, CVS Health is divesting its long-term care pharmacy operations, which operate on razor-thin margins while requiring specialized logistics, regulatory compliance, and 24/7 staffing. Long-term care pharmacy failed CVS and hashtag X27's omnichannel integration strategy because facilities prioritize cost and service reliability with limited willingness to consolidate vendors, and the segment faces chronic labor shortages that automation has not solved. CVS and hashtag X27's $69 billion 2018 acquisition of Aetna was premised on vertical integration unlocking care coordination efficiencies. But 5 years later, the company confronts stubborn unit economics across MinuteClinic, retail pharmacy, and specialty pharmacy operations. CVS Health is preparing to divest its troubled long-term care pharmacy operations, marking the latest retreat from integrated care delivery by a retail pharmacy giant that once promised seamless coordination across the healthcare continuum. The move signals deepening skepticism around omnichannel healthcare models that depend on labor-intensive, low-margin service lines to anchor patient relationships. The divestiture comes as CVS confronts operational complexity across its pharmacy benefit management, retail, and clinical care assets. Long-term care pharmacy, which dispenses medications to nursing homes and assisted living facilities, operates on razor-thin margins while requiring specialized logistics, regulatory compliance infrastructure, and 24/7 staffing. The unit has faced persistent profitability challenges, though specific financial performance details were not disclosed. The decision underscores a broader retrenchment in healthcare services integration. While CVS has not named potential buyers or disclosed expected proceeds, the sale follows a pattern of de-integration moves across the pharmacy sector as operators prioritize higher margin, digitally scalable business lines over capital-intensive care delivery. Why long-term care pharmacy failed? The strategic test. Long-term care pharmacy represents a deceptively complex business model. Unlike retail or mail-order pharmacy, it requires specialized medication packaging, stat delivery capabilities, and deep expertise in geriatric drug interactions and compliance monitoring. Facilities demand just-in-time inventory management to minimize medication waste, while reimbursement remains compressed under Medicare Part D and Medicaid fee schedules. CVS entered the segment through acquisition, betting that long-term care facilities would serve as captive distribution channels for its broader pharmacy and clinical services portfolio. The thesis assumed operational leverage. Medications dispensed to nursing home residents could flow through CVS's existing supply chain, PBM, contracts, and data analytics infrastructure. That thesis collided with operational reality. Long-term care facilities prioritize cost and service reliability, creating limited willingness to consolidate vendors. Medication delivery failures trigger immediate regulatory exposure for facilities, making them risk-averse when selecting pharmacy partners. The segment also faces chronic labor shortages, both for licensed pharmacists and specialized packaging technicians, a constraint that automation has not fully solved. The regulatory burden compounds margin pressure. Long-term care pharmacies must maintain separate licensure in each state, comply with facility-specific formularies, and document every medication change through multiple layers of physician and nursing home oversight. Each resident admission or transfer generates a cascade of reconciliation work that resists standardization. The omnichannel healthcare thesis under pressure. CVS's retreat from long-term care pharmacy illuminates broader fractures in the omnichannel healthcare model. The company's 2018 acquisition of Aetna for $69 billion rested on the premise that vertical integration across payers, pharmacies, and clinical sites would unlock care coordination efficiencies while generating proprietary patient data to inform interventions. 5 years later, that vision confronts stubborn unit economics. CVS's minute clinic network, retail pharmacy footprint, and specialty pharmacy operations each face distinct margin pressures. Long-term care pharmacy represents an extreme case: high operational complexity, low reimbursement density, and limited cross-selling potential to other CVS business units. The broader healthcare services sector is witnessing similar strategic pivots. Traditional retail pharmacy chains are closing underperforming locations, while hospital systems are divesting employed physician practices and home health assets that fail to achieve scale economies. The pandemic briefly elevated interest in integrated care delivery as a hedge against utilization volatility, but persistent inflation and labor cost escalation have renewed focus on asset-light, digitally leveraged business models. This shift creates openings for specialized operators. Private equity firms have consolidated fragmented long-term care pharmacy markets, betting that pure-play focus and roll-up scale can extract margins that diversified healthcare conglomerates cannot achieve. These acquirers typically target operational improvement through centralized compounding, route optimization software, and offshore back-office support for prior authorization processing. Labor intensity versus automation economics. The long-term care pharmacy divestiture also reflects a calculation about automation potential. CVS has invested heavily in digital health capabilities, from virtual care platforms to AI-driven medication adherence tools. These investments promise operating leverage. Incremental patients generate minimal marginal cost once software infrastructure is deployed. Long-term care pharmacy resists this leverage. While automated dispensing systems exist, the segment service model remains labor-bound. Facilities demand pharmacist consultation for complex drug regimens, stat delivery for urgent medication changes, and manual packaging for residents with swallowing difficulties or cognitive impairments that preclude standard pill administration. Recent venture capital deployment in healthcare infrastructure reveals investor preference for automation-friendly segments. Child AI's $13.4 million seed round, led by Alice Capital, targets hospital room disinfection through AI-powered UV systems that autonomously monitor activity and trigger pathogen elimination without human intervention. The technology, validated in a Stanford University study published in the American Journal of Infection Control, achieved 93% contamination reduction compared to control rooms, with some pathogens inactivated in 32 seconds. Child CEO Mo Nashat highlighted labor substitution as a core value proposition. Manual disinfection processes lack consistent monitoring and frequency constraints. The contrast is instructive. Child's platform addresses a discrete hospital operations challenge with technology that scales through software, not additional labor. Long-term care pharmacy, by contrast, requires human judgment and physical presence at nearly every transaction point. This structural difference explains divergent capital allocation. Investors fund automation plays while diversified operators exit labor-intensive service lines. Pharma vertical integration and the specialty pharmacy divergence. CVS's long-term care pharmacy exit also positions the company to concentrate resources on higher-margin specialty pharmacy operations, where complex drug regimens, patient support services, and reimbursement rates justify intensive infrastructure investment. The specialty pharmacy market continues expanding as oncology, immunology, and rare disease therapies proliferate. B1 Medicine's recent FDA accelerated approval of Beqalzi, sonrotoclax, for relapsed or refractory mantle cell lymphoma exemplifies the specialty pharmacy opportunity. The daily oral pill, targeting BCL2 protein overexpression in blood cancers, achieved 52% overall response rate in a phase half study of 103 adult patients previously treated with Rituxan and a BTK inhibitor. B1's flagship product, Brukinsa, generated $3.9 billion in global revenue during 2025, up 48.6% year-over-year, demonstrating the commercial scale available in specialty oncology. Specialty pharmacy distribution for products like Beqalzi requires prior authorization management, patient financial assistance coordination, and adherence monitoring, but these services command significantly higher per-prescription reimbursement than long-term care pharmacy's commodity dispensing model. CVS's specialty pharmacy infrastructure also integrates with its PBM operations, creating formulary placement leverage that long-term care pharmacy cannot replicate. The divergence between commodity and specialty pharmacy economics will intensify. Generic drug reimbursement continues compressing under transparent pricing pressure and regulatory scrutiny, while specialty pharmacy benefits from limited competition and outcomes-based contracting models that reward patient support infrastructure investment. Institutional capital implications. The CVS divestiture creates near-term mergers and acquisitions opportunities in a fragmented long-term care pharmacy market where regional operators dominate. Potential acquirers include private equity-backed pharmacy platforms seeking density in specific geographies, pure-play long-term care pharmacy chains pursuing scale through consolidation, and potentially hospital systems looking to vertically integrate post-acute medication management. Valuation will hinge on EBITDA multiples for comparable pharmacy services assets, likely in the 6x to 9x range given margin profiles and growth constraints. The asset's attractiveness depends heavily on customer concentration, contract duration with key facilities, and proprietary technology or processes that create switching costs. For institutional investors, the transaction underscores a critical distinction in healthcare services deployment. Labor-intensive, low-margin operations increasingly belong in pure-play platforms operated by specialists pursuing consolidation synergies, while diversified healthcare conglomerates prioritize digitally scalable, high-margin service lines with cross-selling potential across their portfolios. The broader strategic question for healthcare investors: which vertically integrated care delivery models demonstrate durable unit economics, and which represent management ambition unbounded by operational reality? CVS's retreat suggests that integration value depends not on breadth alone, but on whether combined assets generate proprietary data, reduce friction in high-value care pathways, or create formulary/network leverage that translates to sustainable margin expansion. The Plaquemine view CVS's long-term care pharmacy exit represents more than a discrete divestiture. It signals the failure of a specific integration thesis, that retail pharmacy giants could leverage national scale and existing infrastructure to profitably serve every medication dispensing channel from acute care to post-acute to retail. The lesson for institutional capital: omnichannel healthcare strategies must distinguish between assets that truly share infrastructure, data, and customer relationships versus those that simply operate under a common brand while requiring distinct capabilities, workflows, and go-to-market approaches. Long-term care pharmacy falls into the latter category. It shares little operational DNA with retail pharmacy, mail order, or specialty pharmacy beyond the fundamental act of dispensing pills. We see three investment implications. First, the divestiture accelerates long-term care pharmacy market consolidation, creating roll-up opportunities for private equity firms willing to focus on operational blocking and tackling, route optimization, centralized compounding, and contract renegotiation with nursing home chains. Second, CVS will redeploy capital toward higher return assets, likely accelerating investment in virtual care platforms, specialty pharmacy infrastructure, and value-based care arrangements with Aetna-covered populations. Third, the move establishes a template for other diversified healthcare operators to exit subscale, low-margin service lines that distract management attention without generating strategic value. The counter-thesis: specialized long-term care pharmacy operators can achieve profitability that eluded CVS by eliminating corporate overhead, tailoring technology investments to segment specific needs, and negotiating vendor contracts optimized for a single business line rather than a diversified conglomerate. If that thesis proves out, the asset will trade at a premium to distressed expectations, and buyers will generate attractive returns through operational improvement rather than merely acquiring revenue at a discount. We also note the contrast between CVS's labor-intensive divestiture and concurrent venture capital deployment in automation-forward healthcare infrastructure like Child AI. Institutional capital increasingly bifurcates. Growth equity and venture funds pursue software-leveraged models with minimal marginal cost, while buyout firms and credit investors target mature, labor-intensive service businesses where operational improvement and consolidation drive returns. Long-term care pharmacy squarely occupies the latter category. The divestiture will test whether pure-play focus can extract value that diversified ownership could not. The bottom line: CVS's long-term care pharmacy exit represents a definitive rejection of operational complexity that fails to generate strategic returns. For institutional investors, the transaction crystallizes a critical distinction. Vertical integration creates value only when combined assets share infrastructure, data, or customer relationships that reduce friction or improve unit economics. Long-term care pharmacy shared CVS's brand but little else. The near-term opportunity sits with specialized operators and private equity consolidators willing to invest in segment-specific operational excellence. The medium-term implication: expect further de-integration across healthcare services, as diversified operators prioritize digitally scalable, high-margin business lines over labor-intensive care delivery that resists automation. The future of healthcare services belongs to platforms that leverage software, not those that simply aggregate headcount across multiple care settings.